Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The world's expecting to see some kind of violence erupt despite the official outcome of Egypt's presidential election. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Egypt is a tinderbox. He's expecting more protests, riots, and killings. While many would believe the evangelical church is stymied, Doyle says the uncertainty has
actually accelerated things. When we were in Egypt, we were hearing stories of more Muslims coming to faith in Christ this year than any of the Christian leaders could remember in several years past.
Meanwhile, time's running out to prevent the worst of a Sahel region food crisis. Global Aid Network Steve Watson says
this last crop had a failure rate of 75%.
Gain has sent 3 aid containers in 2 months to Burkina Faso and the Gambia. Working with national governments has provided distributors with protection and opportunities to tell people about Christ. In fact, Watson says
several people in one of the very poor communities have come to Christ, so they're even starting a church.
Help with this work at our website. And off the top of your head, what possible connection could there be between a cyclist, Bibles, and 900 miles? How about a big bike hike? On July 7th, Biblica's Michael Fitch and his brother-in-law will be biking the length of Great Britain to raise awareness and funds for some key Bible projects.
The 3 projects we're focusing on are the Reach for Life project, helping young people engage with Scripture in a practical way. The Digital project, helping those 70% of the world population who can't read or write access Scripture in a very modern way, and then helping to raise money for 1 million Bibles for China.
Our featured link section will connect you to Fitch's support page. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide, a prayer guide to help you pray that Muslims will turn to Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.